From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
John Moore Contest, 21st and 22nd March, Robert R. Thompson, VK4TFN here. Members of the Redcliffe Radio Club, John Moore Weekend at Woodford Showgrounds is only 3 weeks away. Go to redcliffradioclub.org.au. The notice is on our website. Le Cirque Solaire is still being kind to us, and so propagation will be good. The noise floor at Woodford is also very kind and considerate. You don't have to camp overnight. Come up for a daytime visit. On Friday the 20th at the clubhouse, we need helpers to load everything into a trailer and to help set it all up at the Woodford Showgrounds. Saturday the 21st, we need VK4IZ station operators. And on Sunday the 22nd, we need helpers to pack up everything and bring it back to the clubhouse shed. Also, we still need a few more helpers with Redfest 26, which is only 6 weeks away. With a little more help, we can make these events a good weekend out and add something to our amateur radio hobby. Thank you, and 73's VK4TFN out.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In the Burdekin, Charters Towers, Townsville and Hinchinbrook regions, it can be heard on the VK4RAT Townsville VHF repeater 146.7 MHz, immediately following the 9 a.m. transmission of the WIA National News every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Townsville Amateur Radio Club retransmit team, I'm Gavin, VK4ZZ.
Hello there. I'm John, VK4JPM, with the Darling Downs Radio Club's contribution to Q News for the week of the 1st of March 2026. Time is definitely flying. And we're starting this week with a note of remembrance. Unless you're a regular on the club's 80-metre net, you might not have caught the news that Noel VK4CW went silent key a bit over a week ago. Theo, VK4ESK, coordinator of the 80-metre Saturday night VK4WID net, reached out to let us know. Despite having been unwell for a while, Noel was a regular on the VK4WID net when his work commitments allowed, and he made his last appearance on the net back on the 19th of January. Noel was regarded as a gentleman, both on and off the air, and will be greatly missed by all who knew him. Vale, Noel, VK4CW. We're moving into week 10 of 2026, and this week's entry in the 52-week Ham Radio Challenge category could be very useful. It's find a source of interference in your home and eliminate it. By source of interference, we don't mean the kids, the neighbours, the XYL or the OM. We mean QRM, or man-made interference. Do you get crackle from a light bulb? Do you get sparkles from the car or switching tones from the mains? You're not alone, but some sources of QRM will succumb to a bit of investigation and a fix. The questions this week are, how do you localise the QRM source? What was it and how did you mitigate the interference? And how long have you been dealing with it? This is a have a go topic. You might not eliminate the interference, but you can have a lot of fun trying. Closer to home, the John Moyle Field Day is coming up, and you might remember that our club has some honour to defend since we were winners last year in our category. What are you doing on Sunday, the 8th of March? To help get ready for the event and to demystify what it takes to operate successfully in the field, we're running a special afternoon of practical training. Whether you're unlicensed or a long-term advanced operator, why not come and get into the spirit? You'll either learn or hand over useful stuff. To be honest, we think there might even be some operators who are a bit scared by HF, so we're planning to make it really easy and fun to learn at the same time. Sunday the 8th of March. Good heavens, that's only next weekend. Our education officer, Dave, VK4JPS, will lead an expedition to the darkest depths of Picnic Point. Yeah, the Picnic Point to which you can drive in about 10 minutes from almost anywhere in Toowoomba. On the day, we'll demonstrate the practical aspects of antenna throwing, how to lob a line through the canopy. There will be a dipole making workshop. We'll show you how to match into a random antenna and discover if it's even a problem. And we'll do a bit of POTA activation. Yes, since Picnic Point became a designated park for POTA purposes, you can get started building points on the POTA scoreboard. Drop a line to education at ddrci.org.au to tell us that you're coming or to ask questions. If you're trying to get a license or do an upgrade, this is an excellent way to learn and build your theory and practical chops. Details are on the club website at ddrci.org.au and look for the training item in the calendar scroller. And by the way, if you'd like to do a license test on the day, you might even be able to arrange that. Education at ddrci.org.au and ddrci.org.au to get the information. Finally, check the club website while you're there for upcoming events. Our next tech meeting, online and in person, is Monday the 9th of March. John Moyle Field Day is on the 21st of March and at a location not far from the Toowoomba CBD. And there's much, much more. If you have an item you'd like publicised to our club members, drop me a line to secretary at ddrci.org.au. And if you're from another club or you're out of area, we're still listening. This is our shared hobby, so what can we do to help? Thanks for listening. I'm John, VK4JPM, and I'll catch you next week. Our club net follows at the top of the hour, 73s.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA. And the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.